Hello, friends. Good afternoon. Welcome to Coffee Break. I missed you last. We did not see each other last Tuesday, but it's another Thursday. So I would like you to just sit down, get whatever drink that you like. Like for me, I'm having tea this afternoon. It's tea time. Let's talk about something that we don't normally talk about, and that is in Tagalog, malasakit. But in English, it's called self-compassion or compassion. Alam ko marami sa atin, narinig na natin many times yung compassion. Ano ba yan, di ba? Hello, Belle. Narinig ba natin itong topic na to? Ano ang image or what is the thing that comes to your mind when you hear malasakit yan? I am excited to just talk about this kasi it's not always talked about. Hindi yan lagi natin pinag-uusapan. When you hear the word malasakit, like just like our topic, compassion, self-compassion, for you first. Ayan, bakit natin kailangan ba? Bakit pa sarili lang? Eh, di ba dapat lagi tayong may malasakit sa iba? We're supposed to be compassionate to other people. We're supposed to be helping them out. Yes, that's all true. But let me go through with you some points regarding self-compassion. So, for those of you who are here, you can just share this live stream and magpakilala kayo na nandito na kayo. And if you're like me having a drink, what is it that you're taking? What are you drinking? Are you having coffee or are you having tea or any drink? So, I would like to ask you, what is that word that comes to your mind or what is it that comes to you when you hear compassion? Pag narinig itong word na to, itong term na to, ano yung compassion para sa inyo? Ayan. Magandang pag-usapan natin yan. Magandang marinig natin yan. Ano ba yung tingin natin sa compassion? Anybody? So, while I'm waiting for you, let me go through with you. Compassion, you know, in Tagalog, malasakit. But kailangan natin makita in compassion that it's a way for us to actually cope with today's challenges. Surprise! Yeah! We were thinking, parang compassion pag sa panahon lang ng krisis. Empathy, mamaya I can tell you that there's such difference between empathy and compassion. But for the past years, compassion research in the field of psychology and mental health has become very extensive. Ang dami ng mga pag-aaral. And right now, I'm taking actually a course in the US called Mindful Self-Compassion. So, I would like you to have, let's reinvent or let's revisit how we really think. So, let's revisit how we really think about it. So, tingnan natin mabuti, no? There is one major question. So we have to realize that compassion for the self and others can help us with today's challenges. Doc, paano ba makakatulong itong compassion? How can compassion for me first? Hindi ba dapat we've been trained and we've grew up really to help other people? But how come it's going to have compassion for you first? Actually, if we know how to be truly compassionate to ourselves, then magsisimula yung self-compassion. Then it's easy for us to give it to other people externally. I'll repeat that. If we know how to give it to ourselves, it's easy for us to be compassionate to other people. So sa natin naririnig ang compassion, naririnig natin siya when faced with difficulties, trauma, challenging situation, disasters, di ba? During the COVID-19 pandemic, when the world is on lockdown, we need to have compassion for those who lost work, who lost their jobs, their source of income. At the same time, we also need to be compassionate to the frontliners. So, dyan natin naririnig again. Let me go to what Bell said, empathy. Empathy and compassion, yes, they go together, but empathy is a process. Diba yan yung empathy is being able to put yourself in another person's shoes. You feel what they feel. So, that's correct. But ang compassion activates the brain regions responsible for processing the self and mirroring others' physical states. Going deeply, yung empathy is nararamdaman natin kung ano yung nararamdaman. Pero yung compassion, it makes us move. Kasi we were able to feel, but we're able to see and you know, I will take responsibility also for myself and this person. So compassion makes us move, and empathy makes us feel the suffering. Compassion, do you know what's the root word of compassion? Compassion really means compassion, meaning to suffer with. Ang ganda, di ba? Parang pag narinig mo, so doc, ano kinalaman ngayon? Bakit na dapat ko maging compassionate? Okay. This is the mindset of compassion that I would like you to have. Self-compassion means treating yourself with kindness and understanding as we treat a good friend who is struggling. Ulitin ko. That is from Dr. Christopher Germer. He's one of the founders of the Mindful Self-Compassion Program. Self-compassion means treating ourselves with the same kindness. So one is kindness and understanding as you might treat a good friend who is struggling. Ang tanong ko, na magic question sa marami. Have you been treating yourself with kindness? How are you treating your close friend or a best friend? Saan kayo mas may love and kindness in treatment? Sa sarili or sa ibang tao? Yan, I will wait for your answers. Sino ang mas meron kang malasakit? Sino ang mas meron kang, you know, loving kindness when in terms of treatment? Is it others or yourself? So I'll wait for your answer. Meron ba? So tingin nyo, saan kayo mas, who are we kinder to? Ourselves or other people? When you come to think of it, so what's the connection with how am I treating yourself and other people? But let me go through with you some important points. Research showed that self-compassion is associated with emotional well-being. We want to be emotionally well. And because of self-compassion, mas nasusuportahan natin yung sarili natin. Self-compassion helps us in our emotional well-being. It helps us cope with life challenges. It shows also that it lowers levels of anxiety and depression. And we have healthy habits. We develop healthy habits such as diet and exercise. And importantly, we have more satisfying, compassionate relationship. Napaka-complicated. But look at what you're saying. We are kinder to other people. But do you know that when you start tuning into your needs, be more compassionate about ourselves, mas madali nating magawa. I think the cycle, this is just my belief, the cycle continues because we're trained to give. Tama ba? We're trained to give. We're trained to care for other people. We're trained to be givers. We're trained to be supportive of other people. But we don't realize that, oh my, I can do this to myself pala. So I would like you to reflect about what is that one thing, one kind thing that you did for yourself just the past days. Ano yung pinaka-kind thing? What's the kindest thing that you did for yourself? What is the most loving thing that you have done for yourself? Sleep early? O kaya meron kang kailangan tapusin, binaba mo na lang yung standards mo kasi talagang sasabog na yung utak mo, and then you told yourself, I know I did my best. I'm gonna shut down my laptop. Yeah. O kaya you're in the middle of argument with another person, and then what you just did is just, okay, I'm gonna reserve energy for you because I need you myself. Yung kinausap mo yung sarili mo, and then we tune into ourselves. And you know, hindi tayo trained noon kasi diba, pwede pa kausapin yung sarili, di ba mukha naman hindi healthy kausapin yung sarili. You know, self-talk is very, it's very healthy, hindi lang excessive. But when I say self-compassion, we also learn that to tune in to our needs and ask ourselves, what do I need right now? Can you ask that yourself? Can you put that in the chat, friends? What do I need right now? Pwede niyo bang pakilagay dyan? What do I need right now? Can you put that in the chat? What do I need right now? So if you look at it, self-compassion, saan siya makakatulong? Our emotional well-being. Diba we want to be emotionally well? One, for example, I am so upset. When you tell yourself, I'm so upset today, talagang yung galit, yung inis ko, yung disappointment ko, grabe. Pero tuning in to having that self-compassion for ourselves, it's telling ourselves na naiinis ako and it's okay. It's okay kung naiinis ka. You're telling that yourself. You're just not simply judging. You're not simply commenting. You're just not simply dismissing. Remember our topic last week? The emotions. You're not dismissing yourself, but you're tuning into yourself. It did not mean that you need to lash out on anyone. It just means that you need to admit to yourself, I am so upset. And because of that, no matter how the world may treat you, you have treated yourself with kindness. Am I making sense? No matter how much the world may be harsh or commanding you, buka na mainis, you know, you don't need to be fretful about something. You don't need to upset yourself. Still, binigay mo na sa sarili mo. You gave it to yourself to be kind. And because of that, we've learned because of that emotional well-being, self-compassion can actually help us cope with life's challenges. For example, we can tell ourselves na, alam ko mabigat yung pinagdadaanan mo, marami rin mabigat yung pinagdadaanan, and it's okay na mahirapan. Kaya natin sabihin yun. Well, ano ba yung sa tingin ko not compassionate attitude? Yung bang masyado naman tayong naging cheerleader ng sarili natin. Okay lang na maging cheerleader, yung go, 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 kaya yan, kaya yan, kaya yan. Okay lang yun. Kung inamin na muna natin sa sarili natin at pinakinggan natin yung inner voice natin, we were able to tune into our needs and tell ourselves na, nahihirapan ka ba? Break muna, pause muna, ayan. And we're able to acknowledge na, oo, hirap, mahirap pala. So, minsan, you know, in the middle of a discussion with a friend, kaming dalawa, parang, sabi ko sa kanya, alam ko naman na yung concern ko, may dulo yan. Naniniwala ako na God will, you know, God will make a way, literally. And God is in control. Pero, friend, sabi ko, nakakapagod lang. And that tuning in to my needs na nakakapagod, that's actually what self-compassion is about. That's actually admitting to myself na, teka ha, reboot muna. Alam kong ang daming concern. Alam kong kaya naman, pero nalulunod ako ngayon at pagod na pagod pa ako. Kasi the moment that we admit to ourselves our humanness, the moment to admit that, hey, I'm struggling, I'm suffering, it actually will make us in a posture of humility. That, hey, I need help. And that is better, way better to cope with life's challenges as opposed to pretending that we're okay, pretending na kaya ko lahat, pretending na, ay, kaya ko yan. Ay, hindi naman ako na-affect. Ay, hindi, okay lang yan, matatapos din yan. But it's really being dismissive of our internal state. But in the process, we're trying to just fake it. We're not really true to ourselves. And because of that, that emotional well-being of tuning into our needs and admitting to ourselves that I need help to cope better. And that is exactly what we'll have and will give us lower levels of anxiety and can help us alleviate depression. Kasi kaya tayo anxious and we tend to be depressed because we're taking it all in. In all the struggles and all the challenges, maybe we're taking it all in. Maybe we're overthinking too much. Maybe ayaw nating aminin na nahihirapan tayo. Kaya sinasalo natin lahat. Is it healthy? No. And in the process of not admitting that we're having a difficult time, how will people help us? How will we help ourselves? When people ask us na, okay ka lang, ako the best answer for me if I'm not okay is, no, I'm not okay. Why would I fake it? It depends na lang din kung sino, diba? Pero sa close friends natin, whom we can be vulnerable, when they ask me, "Oy, kumusta ka?" I can say, "I'm not really okay. Can you just pray for me?" That is exactly being in that humble posture and in an act of humility to ask for help. And another thing is that because we are compassionate, because we're not pretending that everything is right, we're not pretending na kaya natin lahat. Kaya natin alagaan yung sarili natin. Kaya, you know, friends, many self-care strategies fail because we lack self-compassion. Alam natin, ay, alagaan mo yung sarili mo, walang mag-aalaga sa'yo. Ito yung sinasabi siguro nung matatanda na maawa ka sa sarili mo. Ito yun. Pag malasakitan mo yung sarili na mo. This is really putting our oxygen mask first before we put it on our child, especially during flights. So, healthy habits such as exercise, diet, good sleep, that can actually be because of self-compassion. Ay, hindi ko aabusuhin yung sarili ko. Physically and emotionally. Are you still here, friends? And last point, the more satisfying relationships comes with compassionate relationship. If we are compassionate about ourselves, I think relationships will be better. Kasi hindi natin hihingin yung lahat ng care, attention, affection sa mga mahal natin sa buhay. Sorry to say, kasi kahit naman gustuhin natin, hindi naman nila kayang ibigay lahat. Diba? Hindi naman nila. And it's not their job, not our kids, not our spouses, not our significant other's job to fulfill our innermost needs. It's our actual role to really take care of ourselves. And because of that, we can have healthy relationships and satisfying relationships. I'm not saying that it has to be happy all the time. No. Sometimes it just needs to be satisfying because in the midst of difficulty, pwede mo bang tanongin na masaya ka? Kasi kung ang basihan lang natin sa relasyon ay laging masaya, marami nang hiwalay. Pero, despite of the challenges, are we satisfied? Do we have a healthy relationship? Probably yes. Doctora, yan, Belle, I like your question. Okay is not a feeling when you say, "I am not okay." What is the best acknowledgement to that emotion? Yes. Okay is not a feeling, but it's a general description that I am not in the good mode. I don't want to describe that feeling to everyone because I owe it to myself not to explain my, hindi ko kailangan i-explain sa lahat. Gagawin ko lang yan doon sa mga taong trusted ko at kilala ko. So when people ask me, "Are you okay?" No, I'm not. And that's it. You just pray for me. So for me, that's admitting that I am not in an okay state, but I do not need to elaborate to people. I hope that you are catching me here. I don't need to elaborate to you what exactly I'm feeling. Pero sa loob ko, alam ko na I'm in the middle of frustration. I'm actually in towards depression. I'm very lonely right now. I feel so alone. And we don't need to explain that to everybody looking at us. So, what's the best acknowledgement to the emotion? Kung alam mo sa sarili mo, inamin mo sa sarili mo, you don't need to explain yourself to people, but you don't need to fake it all the time to others. Na pag tinanong ka, "Hoy, kamusta ka? Okay lang ako." Eh, hindi ka naman talaga okay. So for me, saying, "I'm not okay," it's being true to my internal state. But I'm putting boundaries here that I do not need to explain myself to everyone. Because inside me, within me, I have tuned into my needs and acknowledged my real emotion. How are you now? People answer, "I'm okay." So take it as is. Sorry. You can ask them to describe their feeling. You can ask them to describe their emotion. Kung close kayo. Pero kung hindi, it really depends. So I hope I answered you. Ako hanggat, as long that I am true and as long as I'm tuning into my needs, that's okay. I don't need to explain myself to everyone. Yun yung self-compassion. Because self-compassion involves acting the same way towards yourself when you are having difficulty, fail, or notice something you don't like about yourself. Sometimes we don't like ourselves, right? Sometimes inis na inis tayo, lalo ng mga ladies, parang, "Oo, tama, iwas marites." Problema nila yun. So, when you're having a difficult time, you fail sometimes to notice. We tend to look that, bakit ano ba yung susuot ko? Parang hindi bagay lahat ng isuot ko ngayon. kasi hindi tayo hindi tayo okay inside. So ano nangyayari, parang you have a difficult time and then nakikita natin lahat mali. Mali sa iba, mali sa atin. So the invitation to tuning in, bakit ba pag tayo yung alam niyo yung emotion natin haywire? O kaya we're so busy, our schedule is so busy, we have to ask ourselves, teka lang, ano bang suporta ang magagawa ko sa sarili ko ngayon? How can I support myself and what is it that I need to do right now? What is it that I need? Maybe you can put that. Can you put that, your hands in your heart? What is it that I need to do to myself today? How can I support you today? And that is good. So can I support you today by getting a drink that you love? Can you support yourself today by, I'm going to use that lipstick that a dear friend gave me. Oh, I'm going to, in between meetings, ako ngayon, in between, I have the whole afternoon meeting. In between this and meeting, I'm just going to lie down for 10 minutes. That is something, that's being compassionate. That's tuning into our needs. It's not a go, go, go. You know, my life now, it's not a go, go, go. People think, marami nagsabi sa akin, paano mo nagagawa lahat? Sabi ko, it's no longer kasi a go, go, go. When I was younger, it's really a go, go, go life, actually. It's really a go, go, go life. But, you have to realize that if it's not a go, go, go life, as long as we're aligning to our purpose and as long as we're really doing what we need to do, and then it's good. Hindi lahat papatulan. Yun yung self-compassion. You don't need to give your energy to everyone because you need to reserve some energy for yourself. Am I making sense, friends? Ulitin ko yun, hindi mo kailangan patulan lahat. Hindi mo kailangan ibigay ang enerhiya mo sa lahat. Hindi mo kailangan oohan lahat. Joy, high joy, tune into your own needs because sometimes the best thing to do to show yourself some compassion is to tune into your needs. You know, when you have compassion, it can help reduce conflict. It can increase, you know, your relationship and your connection. It can improve actually your relationships. So it can reduce conflict. It can improve relationship. And compassion can actually help us reduce stress. Kasi hindi ka magpapaka-stress, hindi ka magpapaka-marites sa lahat. Diba? And it can actually help us in our mental and emotional well-being. Because at the core of emotional well-being, it's actually compassion. So parang ang hirap, Doc, yung topic. Yes, napakalalim, friends. Sobrang lalim. But you can manifest compassion and malasakit in your life. And the first thing that you need to realize is to always ask yourself, what do I need at the moment? Because only when you know what you really need, then that's the time that you can actually ask somebody or tune into the needs of another person. You can be moved to help another person. And you have to remember, this is a quote from Dr. Kristen Neff. She's the researcher who delved heavily into self-compassion. She said that with self-compassion, we give ourselves the same kindness and care we give our best friend. Ganda, no? I'll repeat that. With self-compassion, we give the same kindness and care we give a best friend. So, Doc, para namang unselfish, no? It's not selfish to treat yourself right. It's not selfish. If selfish, if you treat yourself right, like what I always tell you about self-care, if you're just treating yourself for the sake of pleasure, leisure, or even, even selfish intent. But, listen to this. You are trying to have compassion. You're trying to bring compassion to your life so that you can tune in more to the needs of other people, so you can help other people. So it's not really selfish. It's self-supportive. It's self-kindness. You want to be kind to the world? Be kind to yourself. You want to love other people more? Love yourself. You want to show compassion to other people? Have compassion for yourself. Mahirap, Doc? Parang ang hirap naman. Hindi yan mahirap, unahin nyo. At ang unang-unang tanong, how? Ano yung tanong natin? How can I support you? What do I need right now? So that you can ask exactly the same thing to the people around you, the people you serve, and the people you love. Ayan, di ba? Simula pa lang yan ang napakalalim na topic. I think sooner, babalikan ko tong topic na to. But for now, yan muna. Balikan nyo to kasi mahirap pag-isipan yung mga bagay na to. So, let's all tune into ourselves and ask ourselves, what do I need right now at the moment? So ngayon, kung kailangan mo pahinga, kailangan mo ng break, do it. You don't need to indulge, you just need to tune into your needs. Pakinggan mo yung sarili mo. This is developing a better relationship with yourself. This is tuning to your inner life and being, you know, taking care of the person God created you to be. Ito yung gusto kong word. Taking care of the person that God created us to be, because that's part of our lives as stewards of God's creation. So, I hope that this will help you through the coming week and the coming weeks in Coffee Break. Bless Coffee Break by sharing this live stream to family and friends. You can also bless Coffee Break by sending support Coffee Break by sending stars or GCash. So, if you know want to know more about it, just shoot us a message. So, I hope that this has blessed you. I hope that you are blessed with Coffee Break this afternoon. See you again next week. God bless you, friends.